I'd like to tell you about my dear friend, whom I'll call Elsie. I have the pleasure of knowing Elsie's spouse, her young son, dozens of her immediate family members, hundreds of close friends and academic colleagues, and thousands of students and acquaintances that view Elsie as their role model and mentor. Elsie and I became friends first as teammates in Ultimate Frisbee. Yes. Then we became neighbors. We partied on the same rooftop decks for happy hours and fireworks shows. Then we became coworkers. In 2019, Elsie referred me to a vacancy in a unit adjacent to her own, and I got the job. That career move got me out of a toxic work environment and into an opportunity that opened many doors. 4 years later, there was a vacancy in Elsie's own unit. The position would be Elsie's assistant director, her co-lead for a large graduate education program. Again, my friend encouraged me to apply, and when I was hired in August of 2023, we were so excited. Elsie was my advocate and my coach for the role. She spearheaded my onboarding, and together we made the plan for my first year. My transition into the role was interrupted swiftly and urgently when Elsie left for parental leave. The premature birth of her son was medically necessary to move forward with treatment for other health reasons. Elsie returned to work around the holidays, and last winter we had a lot to celebrate. Within our team, there was a retirement, a new hire, and the start of the new year, marking the third academic quarter. I was gearing up for my first of many annual spring milestones. Our team was preparing end-of-year exams, final defenses, and spring socials. But our excitement for the season was overpowered by tragedy. Elsie became very sick, and she passed away of cancer on April 7th, 2024. We all went to her celebration of life ceremony. It was just a month before our students' graduation. It was standing room only, and the love for Elsie and her family was palpable. I helped with streaming the ceremony to people that loved Elsie from all corners of the world. At the reception, I stood quietly paralyzed, cloaked in grief, unable to choose between ugly crying on the shoulders of my close friends or awkward hugging in the arms of my bereaved colleagues. Rudderless, we rambled on through the summer, and then her son turned one in August. Our team went out to commemorate Elsie's 41st birthday in October. Elsie loved birthdays. Elsie was personable and thoughtful, kind and funny, talented and judicious, ebullient and vivacious. She could sweep you along in a current of energy and shower you with music and witticisms and leave you feeling revitalized and loved. She made every day feel like a special occasion. She was a hostess. She would prepare welcome playlists and blast music in the hallways on days we were expecting new students for orientation. She was a jokester. One day she bought a squash and left it in my sassy coworker's office and labeled it a Sasquatch. She was a caretaker. Once on a cabin weekend away with friends, my buddy and I went out in our kayaks, and we got lost on a lake for hours. When the authorities found us and returned us to the cabin, it was Elsie. Elsie greeted me with hot tea and a warm blanket and made sure I was safe and well. And she was a giver. When Elsie started receiving hospice care, I started collecting messages that her father read to her from collaborators and alumni across our institution and across the globe, thanking Elsie for the gift that she had been in their lives. Then our friends started collecting t-shirts of places we traveled to together and teams we played on together, and we made them into a t-shirt quilt in her honor. In the office, we still have trinkets and books and handwritten notes that Elsie gifted to us in celebration of our own milestones. It's been almost a year since she passed, and a lot has changed. Her beautiful baby boy is now a walking and babbling, bubbly toddler. I have a new partner at work, and our department is under new leadership. Our academic programs are going through major changes administratively and financially. but some things never change. My admiration and love for Elsie will never wane. She helps me problem solve. I have access to her files and documents, and I read email messages that she sent years ago to learn context for how she handled things. She guides our team. Elsie was the leader of our team for over 6 years, and during that time, she established trust, built infrastructure, and made sure we always had fun. And the most tangible way that I feel Elsie's presence with me every day is in the legacy of love she left behind. Within our community of friends, our tight-knit coworkers, the students and athletes that she helped train, her sisters and brothers and their children whom she helped raise, her mom and dad, her adoring husband, and her beloved son, we all carry Elsie's legacy of love within us. We see her favorite orange rise in the sun every morning. We nurture the seeds of joy that she planted in the marigolds. We hear her voice when the wind whispers on our cheeks. And we hear her sing with the bird song that floats through the rainbows. When I reflect on my relationship with Elsie, I'm filled with gratitude that I was someone she knew and supported and mentored and cared for personally and professionally. And when I reflect on Elsie's relationship with the world, my wish is that you may also know someone who emulates the warmth and love that my dear friend Elsie radiated every day. Thank you.